but something, there is a lose, you lose things, you instead of adding, you have less. Now we have a lot of adivinatory cards, the new ones, new proposals, and I rather prefer to stay on what we have because there is a lot to explore on it. And I understand that each culture, each time changes, but these gestures are just like timeless. They keep going. Their archetypes are like long-lasting meanings, you know? It's not like changing because we have like a very, very common roots, and at the essence, it keeps being the same.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, the essence of, and I guess that is what unites them and keeps them connected,
yeah,
is having that essence be the same. So I was able to look at some of your work, and I was struck by how accurate it looked to the period of when the tarot might have been first invented. You know, your use of color, I mean, I guess it looked like I was looking through a time machine and I was looking at pictures and icons and symbols that were created hundreds and thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How did you maintain such a strict adherence to the form?
Well, I did this very personal choosing, where I pick those things that has a more mysterious things and visually interesting, like the lamp from that holds the hermit. It's a very powerful icon, so I just took that one and I did it in a very subtle and simple way, so you have to look at it. Maybe you look at the original card, you just don't pay attention to that icon, but what I did is to pick something that I thought that it was important to get into the significance of it.
All right. Folks, if you'd like to see some of her work, Yvonne's work, please feel free to visit our webpage at KBU FM Art Focus, and we'll have several of our photographs there, as well as on our Facebook page at KBU Art Focus as well. So looking at, so I'm able to look at a lot of your work today right here online. Obviously our viewers can't because they're listening to the radio. But you're right, there's a lot of information in the tarot card.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to see how, in a lot of the work that you've been working on, you've really focused in and expanded, almost magnified individual pieces. But that was a choice.
Yeah.
What were some of the choices that you feel that you were maybe made, say, in this picture in particular? What is the relationship that you were trying to explore?
Well, in the card of the sun, I tried to get the most possible information and organize it. So I wrote on the canvas with the significances when you use it as an adivinatory card. So if you have it upward, it's different than if it is all in reverse, the reverse meanings. So I also changed the colors, and I was trying to talk about using the colors of the duality, which is a very important meaning of this card. And the dark side of the sun, for instance.
Nice. And I'd love to take a look at another one. And actually, these photos, like I said, will be online. She'll be able to see them. But the cover of the, the cover of the brochure that you gave me has an image of what looks to be a man falling from the sky, but traveling through what I perceive to be a bit of heaven and hell at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What was the inspiration behind the fall?
Oh, it's the tower. It's the card of the tower, where is the fall of the ego, and then I choose the man that is falling, and I magnify it in a black silhouette, and I choose the form that is up on the card in the right side, and it's like an organic form, and I make it in gold, and there is a blue line, and yes, it's like a division between the up and the down. There is an arrow in the bottom that you don't know if it's just about to hold, like trying to catch something so don't fall into the abyss.
Right. No, that makes sense. Right. No, the abyss is always beckoning. It's always beckoning. So what inspired you to start this project? What was your inspiration?
Well, in this event also, I want to mention that Julio Garcia is going to play the tarot. The tarot is a piece of Tomás Marco, a Spanish composer. And when I met him, he was playing this recital about the tarot. I've been always like attracted by the oracle things, the mysterious, all this. So we talked that maybe someday I would like to paint about the tarot cards and put that music together, so we can make this double experience with music and the visual to make a more complete experience. And now is what we are doing. We are completing that project that we talked like 5 years ago.
Oh my, so that's been a collaboration over some time.
Yep.
Right. And was Julio's piece, the tarot, was it already complete, or did it evolve once the collaboration started?
Well, he's performing those plays which Tomás Marco wrote like long time ago, and he plays the name of the things, the songs, is like Le Bateleur, La Papisa, L'Ermitaño, you know, the big arcanos.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So it's like a perfect match.
Nice. So what's
in this in our with music?
So do you play music yourself?
No, I'm inviting project, and they
can you reach out to our Latino and Hispanic audiences and invite them to join you at the show down in Clackamas?
But of course, I will be very happy to see your audience. And if you tell me that you're here at the program, I will be very glad. And please come to hear the Julio Garcia playing and my exhibition about the tarot gestures and iconography.
And please feel free to do it in Spanish as well.
Okay. Para mis amigos, qué alivio hablar español. Bueno, quiero invitar a todos, que me dará mucho gusto que puedan estar en mi exposición tarot, gestos e iconografía, que va a ser en el Clackamas Community College, donde a las 12, puntualmente a las 12 p.m., estará tocando las obras del tarot de Tomás Marco, el músico y compositor Julio García, y una servidora estará presentando 18 obras acerca del tarot. Espero verlos por ahí. Me dará mucho gusto.
Gracias.
Sí.
So, one last question, and this one may take a while, so we'll talk about, think about it. I'm a firm believer that we are surrounded by questions. Why? Who? Where? When? And I think that the art that we create, in essence, seeks to answer those questions in a way that science and literature cannot. What do you think the question that this show is seeking to answer? What's the question that you want people to contemplate when they see the choices that you've made within the tarot?
Okay, that's a very interesting and good question, by the way. Because exactly, the exhibit is about the mysterious. The mysterious is a lack of an answer, actually. And I'm pointing exactly to that feeling. How do you feel with not knowing everything? Does that disturb you? Does that or makes you feel fine? What is your response or your reaction when you have not answers? This is an open question. And probably will bring more questions. And what are you going to do with that? I want to see you reacting. There is no answers. And you can still be fine with that.
No, that's beautiful. That makes so much sense. Obviously, this is where else have you shown this? And what has been the reaction that you've been getting from your audience?
Well, some people have some fascination. They love not having answers. It's like just watching and perceiving, observing the beauty. Mm-hmm. There is no need for answers. Some of other people actually need an answer, a clear answer, like a very scientific minds. Why? And they want to always know more.
Right. Has there... I've never been to Mexico, unfortunately, but it's on my goals, one of my links I'd love to do. But how has this project been impacted by the perception on either side of the border?
I think that's what I'm just about find out. I don't know until it happens.
Gotcha. So how was it perceived, or what level of interaction did you find with people in your homeland? I mean, was there a connection to the tarot that is more fundamental, that is more everyday? Has there been a connection to the iconography, whether it's the sun or whether it's the wolf or whether it's the sword? What do you think the impact has been?
I feel more like the sensitive people is always communicating in the same language. So it's always open experience. Everybody feels different, but there is a range of perception that make it possible to communicate.
Looking at your work again, I see that the scale and the materials that you use are very egalitarian. You know, it's wood, it's canvas, it's oil, it's very tangible and it's very accessible. How has that had an impact on you to say, hey, I want to create work that is soothing to the touch? You know what I mean? I mean, it's almost like when I look at this work, it reminds me of comfort food. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where there's a familiarity in what I'm looking at that reminds me of a certain sense of comfort, a certain sense of ease.
Maybe, yes. The atmosphere and the environments are important for me. The way that when you look at it, when you live with one of those paintings and you look at them every day, they are not so hard they are flexible. Every day you can find quietness, for instance. That's a peculiarity that I always look to be in my work, silence, or at least in space to cohabitate. Not noisy, but it invites you to come in And in, yes, the comfort sense is important for me. It's like not just...
Yes, no, and it is. It is. I have to admit, my experience or connection with the tarot is somewhat limited based on my growing up in New York City. You know, I mean, it's... But looking at the images, there is a... I don't want to say timelessness. I don't want to say internationalness, but there is a... there's an awareness that I recognize so much of what I'm seeing that I feel comfortable in interacting with it.
Okay.
You know, sometimes with abstract art, when we can't identify what we're seeing, we are challenged by it. We're a little frightened of it. Like, oh, whoa, what am I supposed to feel? And there's enough here in very subtle different ways that is very inviting.
Yes, it's friendly. And it, when I realize my work, when I'm doing it, I'm thinking what the other eyes, the other minds will get from it. The first impact and also the long period of living with in an image. And it works because it's communication. Yes. I'm interested in people to feel comfortable receiving the image, and then they can go further for more information, more understanding if they want to.
No, that makes sense, especially when you think about how you zoom in and magnify different pieces. It definitely gives us an incomplete picture. It definitely does invite further investigation. Was that part of your thought process?
Yes, that's what I'm looking like. Keep following the topic if you like it. It's what I do, at least. I also, when I listen to a music that I like it, and then I go and look for more, and then I do my investigations because I need it. It's like references. I think like we all need references. We are like in an evolution or growing or a process in our lives. We are trying to find out who we are. And then when we see something that corresponds to our interest, we feel attracted. Like even in the clothes that you buy in the store, you pick certain colors, certain shapes. It's not just anything. You have your preferences because they told you about you, about yourself. And that's important for me, and that's what I'm trying to give back with my work. I want to give back references to the other people that are also in the same way that I choose. I am sharing my work, I am sharing my investigations, my own investigations. This is my results.
Very, very good. Now, once again, everybody, I'd like to thank Yvonne Kennedy for joining us today here at KBOO's Art Focus. The work is, once again, it's called Tarot, Gestures, and Iconography. It's an amazing show. I really do hope that you find us online. You can find details and links for this show and see some of Yvonne's work at our webpage at KBOOFM/ArtFocus, or check out our Facebook page at KBOO Art Focus on Facebook. Once again, Yvonne, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a fascinating interview, and I look forward to seeing more of your work.
Thank you, and you're so very kind, and I feel so comfortable. And goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Okay, take care. And once again, that's Art Focus on KBOO Radio, Portland, Oregon.
I'm Sonny Blechinger, KBOO's Artist in Residence for 2015. I hope you'll tune in on October 29th at 10 p.m. for my radio play, The Pool. It's about four people that happen to swim at the same public pool every week. And even though they don't know each other, they've mostly decided they don't like each other. And you get to hear their thoughts.
I don't know what I was thinking. Swimmy, this is horrible.
So please tune in for the well, the world premiere, really, of The Pool on October 29th at 10 p.m. It'll be fun, like swimming.
People love swimming in the Crystal Plunge.